for sitting in the back. You know, they say the way to remember El Mil Ra is that the bad kids sit in the back. Okay, Ve'ezer Hashem, we left off in Shin Yud Dalet. Our game plan is to try to build the sugya from inside, as Rav Ari's suggestion, to build the sugya from inside the Tur Beis Yosef, and even more significantly, possibly in the Mishnah Berurah. And the second time we're talking about Bona. Just as one word of introduction, the Gemara on Kuf Beis and Mebeis describes the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. If one makes a hole in a chicken coop, why is one chayev? Rav is of the opinion that the Isser is Bona, and Shmuel is of the opinion that the Isser is Makabe Patish. Now the Mishnah Berurah, this is a classic Mishnah Berurah. I enjoyed very much going through it with the Shana Bet boys, and I'll spare you some of the drama. We'll do it a little bit more quickly. But this is a fascinating case where the Mishnah Berurah is Mavliya, a lot of the Masa Umatan gets to the bottom line, but there's a lot behind the give and take of the Mishnah Berurah, which might be important to Halacha L'maisa as well. The Mishnah Berurah is commenting on the line in the Mechaber, in Sif Aleph, the line in the Mechaber that we didn't focus at all. If you will, a title for today, the title of today is Making Holes in Kalim. In other words, last week we spoke about Binyan and Stira B'Kenim. So Mechaber says in the middle of Sif Aleph, Avolim Hishleim Ma'asu L'Shav, Rafil B'Inyan She'enos Akli, and this is our focus for today, the next part in the line of the Mechaber, Vafilu Nekev Ba'alma Asa Lunkav Bo Mechadosh, Vafilu Yesh Ba Nekev Chadosh Im Harchivo Asa. So Mechaber says that you're not allowed to put a Nekev Ba'alma inside the Kli. Okay, so that's reminiscent of that Machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. How does the Mishnah Berurah present this? Let's take a look and see if Katan Ches in Shin Yud Aleph Mishnah Berurah Sheinus Akli Ratzlamer Sheinus Nekev Pesach Al Shavra Vakach Ribusa Tveit Afil Nekev Alma Ratzlamer Nekev Sheinu Yafel Of Pesach Di Is Pei Tarte Tevusa. Even if you make a hole that is not ideal, Sheinu Shavra Chavis Vegam Sheinu Pesach Afilu Hachi Asura. Nevertheless, it's Asura. What's behind this issue of making the hole? That's our focus, Beis Hashem, for today. And so the Mishnah Berurah starts by quoting the Psak of the Rambam, and what the Mishnah Berurah does is he summarizes the Rambam with the conclusion of the Magen Avram very, very quickly, but inside there's a lot of Masa Umatam within this Psak of the Rambam. Kosev HaRambam Perchav Gimel Ha'osa Nekev Shehu Asu L'Hachnas L'Hotzi Kego Nekev Shebulul HaTarnigolim Shehu Asu L'Hachnas Ha'oro L'Hotzi Hevel Chayv Mishum Makev Patish. The Rambam Paskins in Perchav Gimel emphasize Perchav Gimel that there he says to make a hole inside of a chicken coop, so there it's going to be a prohibition of makev patish. So at first glance, the Rambam in Perichov Gimel is passing like the shita of Shmuel that the Easter is makev patish. Lefichach, skipping the brackets, gazwa kol nekev afilu also hautzi ulahachdis bilvad shem yavo lasis nekev shachayev lav. Therefore, there is an Easter derabbanan to make any type of hole. So that means that we get into a lot of problems anytime we're making a hole in any type of container. So then we run into the problem of makev patish. Now, to understand the next line of the psak of the Magen Avram, one needs to know that the Rambam is actually extremely, extremely difficult. And the reason why the Rambam is very difficult is because there are two other psakim. You know, Rav Nevinsel told me once that Rav Shlomo Zalman was Mavliyad alumnus. A lot of times Rav Shlomo Zalman said he is Sod, he didn't spell out that he was B'miyashiv three different sugyas. Nowadays, I think it's because of Miskatnu Adoros, you have to spell everything out, you have to make everything into a Chakira. So this is very reminiscent as well, this Mishnah Berurah. This Mishnah Berurah, he's Mavliyad a lot of the discussion. Actually, he assumes one way, which he's making a lot of assumptions along the way, and we'll see that one could be Mephatic. Where's the Magen Avram come from? So the Magen Avram that the Mishnah Berurah quotes, you could look it up if you have it in front of you as well, is bothered that the Rambam seems to be Soser himself in actually two other places. The Rambam in Perek Yud, when he brings up right away the Halachos of Bona, speaks about making a hole. And the Rambam there describes making a hole, Belul Shel Tarnigolim. Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Dalet is the Rambam. Ha'isa nekev koshu b'lul shel tarnigolim, k'deshi ikanis lehen ha'oira, chayv mishum b'ayna. black and white, the Rambam says that making a hole is bona. So all the notes that came to my body, the Rambam says to himself. The Rambam, Perichov Gimel, said the Yisr is bona. The Rambam says the Yisr is pak of patish and Chav Gimel. The Rambam, Perich Yud, says that the Yisr is what? He says is bona. So which one is it? To compound the problem, which makes it even more striking, is that the Rambam himself, two halachos later, in Halacha Tes Zayin, the Rambam himself writes again that it's Makkah B'Patish. In Halacha Tes Zayin, the Rambam speaks about Makkah B'Patish. These are one of those Rambams that you have to look at it. First you rub your eyes, and then you have to look at it very, very carefully and try to be miyashiv. The Rambam Perek Tes Zayin writes, V'osa nekiv kolshu, bein be'eitz, bein matechas, bein be'binyim, bein be'kelim, Hareza told us Makkah B'Patish V'chayiv. So here the Rambam doesn't speak about chicken coop, but the Rambam says that if you make a nekiv kolshu, so then in such a case, then whether it's Be'etz, Mateches, Binyan, or Kalim, then it's a Toloda, Makkah B'Patish, and you're chayiv. And then he adds, the Chol Pesach She'ein Osu L'Hachnas L'Hotzi, Ein Chayiv and Al-Asiyasa. So he also says that it has to be a Pesach that's Osu L'Hachnas L'Hotzi. All this is behind the line in the Mishnah Berurah where the Mishnah Berurah says, the Kasa L'Magen Avram. Comes along the Magen Avram, and the Magen Avram gives a very simple, straightforward yishuv. The only thing is that this straightforward yishuv of the Magen Avram raises the ire of many of the Gedolei HaAchronim. Many of them defend the Magen Avram, many of them totally reject the Magen Avram. The Ayim B'Magen Avram continues the Mishnah Berurah. Shabir, da'afilu hulul she'en mechub lekarka, de'lespe mishum boina alasiyas hanekev, afilu achi chai mishum makib epatish shuhu gemar meleches halul. The answer is the following, according to the Magen Avram. When do we say that Yisr is bona? So that there, we're talking about a chicken coop that was mechub lekarka. If it was mechub lekarka, so then in such a case, then the halacha would be that you're over bona. However, a lul that's not mechuba lekarka, then the yisur is going to be makib epatish. What will the svara be? The svara will be the following: that when we're talking about something that's being mosif lebinyan, that's bona. But if you're talking about enhancing a kli, then it's going to be makib epatish. Smooth, elegant. At first glance, yes. When the machzis hashekel and the prima gadim get through with his magen avram, it's actually not that pashut at all. I want to emphasize that the Mishnah Berurah here is paskening according to this Mahalach. The Mishnah Berurah is saying that there is an Isser of Makib Epatish if you're making a hole when it's something that is not Mechuber Lekarka, but that Isser is going to be an Isser of Makib Epatish. Comes along the Machzis HaShekel, and this, please forgive me for a moment of Lamdus, this won't have an Afkamina LaHalacha, but it's still on the Daf of Shulchan Aruch. So comes along the Machzis HaShekel, and the Machzis HaShekel asks the following question on the Magen Avram. He says, what? You're going to tell me that over here what's going on is that if it's a chicken coop that's connected to the ground, then it's bona. If it's not connected to the ground, then it's only makib epatish. Not correct. Because the Rambam himself writes that it's makib epatish bein bebinyan bein bekelim in Halacha Tezayin. The last Rambam that we quoted says that the Yisr is bein bebinyan bein bekelim. So says the Machzis HaShekel, at first glance, the Magen Avram doesn't make any sense. Comes along the Machzis HaShekel, and he says that even the Magen Avram agrees with the Lecha Mishnah's Teretz. And that is, that you have to say, to be Miyashiv in the Rambam, the following Chidush Gadol. You have to say that the Rambam holds that if you make a hole in a chicken coop that's connected to the ground, you're over two Isurim. You're over the Isser of Bona, and you're over the Isser of Makkah B'Patish. Simultaneously, you're being over on two Isurim. This is how the Machzis HaShekel says one could be, the only way you could be Mazbe in the Magen Avram. So what emerges then is, according to Mahalach of the Machzis HaShekel, which the Mishnah Berurah seems to be paskening like, it comes out that someone who makes a Pesach Yafe in a Binyan is actually over two different Isurim. He's over Bona and he's over Makkah B'Patish. Rav Simi and I, 8 years ago, discussed that this chidush is actually is wrought with problems. And that is, there is a big machlokis achronim, which is probably a machlokis harishonim, of whether it's possible to be over Makkah B'Patish at the same time that you're over bone. The Sfas Emes has a very strong argument. The Sfas Emes on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis says that the Gemara, whenever it gives us a list of Yisurim that you're over, never puts Makeh Bepatish along with those lists. Like, for example, you have the case that the Sfas Emes is talking about, Ishadi Sichsa L'Tanura. If you take a peg and it's thrown into an oven and it makes the peg hard. So the Gemara discusses many different Yisurim that you're going to be over there. Says the Sfas Emes, there is no suggestion that you're over both Makeh Bepatish as well as Binyan Bekelim. Why? He says, because it's not possible that you're over simultaneously both Makeh Bepatish and Boneh. He says, if that would be so, then every single Malacha, every time you finish any other Malacha, you should also be over Makeh Bepatish. If you finish sewing a Beged, so you're over on Topher, you're also over Makeh Bepatish. So this is a very fun yeshivisha discussion. There's a lot of raid about this. This Machzis HaShekel, this Magen Avram, is taking sides in this issue. He's assuming, yes, that the halacha is that you're going to be over both Makeh Bepatish and Boneh simultaneously, because otherwise the Rambam was never answered. And the Sfas Emes says that can't be. Sfas Emes claims that and there's a Me'iri like this in Perek HaBoneh that seems to say that you'll never be over Boneh Makeh Bepatish at the same time. You'll never be over Makeh Bepatish at the same time you finish another Melacha. What is Makeh Bepatish? Makeh Bepatish is an added dimension. Makeh Bepatish is after you did the Ma'aseh Melacha, there's something that makes the Kli finally complete. But the Melacha already took place earlier. What's an example of that? It could very well be that a shirt was already sewn. Reuven is sewing on Shabbos. He sews the shirt. But then, if he works for Polo, it's not going to be considered, it's not finished until he puts the emblem into the pocket. So when he finished the shirt, so then he was over the Yisur of Tofer. However, one Maisa. Let's just assume that we're talking about one Maisa. But then he would be over. If he stopped right there, he'd be over. But if he sews the emblem in, so then in such a case, I'm giving a dramatic example, but in such, that would be a paradigm of Makeh Bepatish. So Machzis HaShekel is difficult for this reason. Machzis HaShekel is saying something that's against the Me'iri and the Sfas Emes. There could be the Rishonim that agree with it. Could be the Sfas Emes concedes that Rashi doesn't seem to hold that way in Ayin Dalet Amud Beis Ayin Sham. What's another Mahalach in the Rambam? Let's go to a different Mahalach B'Das HaRambam, and then let's begin to Bezer Hashem to apply this La Halacha, to apply it practical Halacha. So the other Mahalach in the Rambam, there are quite a few, but we're going to focus on a very clear one from the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan suggests that if you read the Rambam carefully, that there are two different types of Isurim, not Mechubar versus Metaltalin. He says there are two different types of ways of completing an item. He says when it comes to the chicken coop, so then for a chicken coop to be a chicken coop that could house a chicken, in such a case it needs a hole to allow light in. No one puts chickens in a chicken coop without any holes. And if you read the Rambam's Lashon is very, very meduyuk. The Rambam says in Halacha Yudal, when he describes it as boneh, says the Aruch HaShulchan, the Rambam is paskening like the Man D'Amar who holds Binyan Bekelim. After all, last week we saw that Rav himself, the one who says that the Chiyuv, that there is an Rav is the one himself who says that to fix a utensil, to create a utensil more precisely, is considered bona. So he holds a binyan bekelim. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, the Rambam says, Ha'osa nekiv kol shu b'lur shal tarangom k'dei she yikanes lehen ha'ora chayim mishum bona. That's bona. You're making it a functional kli. It wasn't even a functional kli at all. Nothing to do with whether it's mechubar or not. Then he says, then there's another part, and that is, after it's already a functioning keli, it already is a functioning keli, so then there's another stage of making a kli, and that is, after it functions as a workable kli, then you refine the kli. So then, if you make a pesach into a kli, so then if the pesach is osui lahachnis ulahotzi, so that's considered Makeh Bepatish. This is the Aruch HaShulchan simplified, the Aruch HaShulchan's mahalach in terms of being miyashev the Rambam. And that is, that if it's osui lahachnis ulahotzi, it's already a kli. It's already considered a kli. But if you make it lahachnis ulahotzi, you're improving into the status of this kli. So even if you're going to say it's already a kli, it's still going to be osui. There's a separate isser of making a Pesach Yofet, that's Vahachnis Ulohotzi, and then they'll even be an Isur Drabanan, they'll even be an Isur Drabanan if you make a Pesach only Lahachnis or only Lahotzi. So let's put it in very practical terms. So when we're talking about opening a Kli on Shabbos, so yesterday we were talking about opening a Kli on Shabbos, last week, excuse me, we were talking about opening up a Kli on Shabbos vis-a-vis Binyan and Stira B'Kelim. So now even if it's a Kli, even if it's already a functional Kli, anything you do, Lahachnis or Lahotzi, according to the Rambam, is an Issa D'Oraisa. Yes, Rav Dan.
So according to this, if you already had a hole in the Kli, in the low,
yes.
So by making another hole, you would not be doing bonan because
correct.
Hole. You would
correct.
Be doing
mantra. Exactly. Exactly.
The Rav Shulman says this is only the first hole.
Exactly. Correct. It's the hole that's being made. That's being made laora. I want to point out that the Sha'ar Tzion goes a step further based on this Rambam. The Sha'ar Tzion has an interesting deal, Kinsif Katan Tes, in the Rambam, which might be very, very important as well in being done in these halachos. In Sif Katan Tes, I'll summarize what the Sha'ar Tzion says, and I'll just give you a Ma'ar Mokum that I think backs this up. The Sha'ar Tzion writes, in other words, you don't even have to take sides with the Magen Avraham over here. What the Sha'ar Tzion is saying is Mefurish in the Rambam, and that is that when do you need a hole that's also Lahachnis Lahotzi, says the Sha'ar Tzion? That's only if it's a Kli. If it's not a Kli, so then it could very well be, even if it's not Lahotzi Lahachnis, it's significant enough to be chayiv. So, if you take a look, I'll just give you a Ma'ar Makom, it's not a Gemara Shir. If you take a look, just write this down, Tosas on Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph, if you take a look at Tosas on Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph, Debrei Maschil B'Shleima, Tosas Debrei Maschil Lul, on the Kuf Beis Amid Beis, brings out this idea, that it's possible that there are times that if you make just Stam a hole, you could be Chayiv, let's say on Binyan B'Kelim. But if you make a hole that's for Asuli L'Hachnis, so then in such a case, then it's going to be over Makkah B'Patish on a Kli. And that's a little bit of what the Sha'ar Tzion over here is driving at. The Sha'ar Tzion is saying that when it comes to a Kli, if it's already a Kli, so then in such a case, then L'Hachnis L'Hotzi is a new Hosafa of Makkah B'Patish called an Asiyas HaPesach. There's a new Isser called Asiyas HaPesach. But if you're, again, along the lines that we had seen from the Aruch HaShulchan, but if you're already making, but if it's something that aids in the constructing of something else, which is not yet a Kli, so then in such a case it could very well be that it will be Asur as well for Makkah B'Patish. So we see that there will be Isur as well even for Makkah B'Patish. What I'm bringing out, Rav Dani, is just what I want to bring out from this Sha'ar Tzion is to show that we see that if you make a hole, Lahachnis U'Lahotzi, that's an Isur for a Keli. You should know that when we're not talking about a Keli, even if it's not Lahachnis U'Lahotzi, the Sha'ar Tzion says that's Asur. What? So the Sha'ar Tzion seems to be talking about Makkah B'Patish as well. He seems to be mechalik within Makkah B'Patish.
You said before, Lahachnis U'Lahotzi is Makkah B'Patish.
Correct. Correct. What I'm pointing out is that that's Tafka Halacha in a Kli, according to the Sha'ar Tzion. And if it's not Lahachnis U'Lahotzi, it's only one thing, but it's not a Kli, it could very well be that it's Asur as well. Why? Why is that? Because when it comes to a Kli, the Hagdara of the Isser is that you're making a Pesach Yafet. For other things, it might be a different Hagdara. That's what he claims, the Sha'ar Tzion claims is the Mashmos in the Ram. I'd rather keep this, or it's not the main part of what... Yeah?
Let's say you're going to make multiple holes.
Okay.
Even multiple holes have this
Lahotzi. Right.
So you're going to be Chayav from the first one.
If it's Lahachnis Lahotzi, so then you'll be Chayav for making us a Pesach Yafet, correct. So that's the question. Maybe it could be that you could argue that if you're not can't be chayav something simultaneously, the first one is bonet, and the next one, everything else could be Makkah B'Patish. Yeah, that's very mistaber to me. It makes a lot of sense. Okay, so I just gave you a Ma'ar Mokum that I think that there is a chiluk between making some of the Hachnis L'Hotzi, just like the Aruch HaShulchan said. If you take a look in Tosos and Kuf Gimel, you see that idea as well. Okay, now let's talk practically. Yes, Rav Yitzchak. Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph Dibra Maschil B'Shleima, Kuf Beis Amid Beis Dibra Maschil Lul. Those are the... When this 8 summers ago, when we were doing the Iyun, everything started from those Tosfos. Now we're starting in the other direction. Okay. So let's talk practically now in terms of opening a... let's take last week's case and take it a step further. Last week we argued from Shlomo Zalman Orbach that opening, Nevin Sal quotes this, that opening a milk bag would be mutter on Shabbos. But the only thing we were matir last week in opening the milk bag was opening the milk bag in the sense that you destroy it. Like shover adam esachavis. We paskin, shover adam esachavis. Last week we said was only if you do what? Only if it's a mustaki. A mustaki is the only thing that's going to be mutter. And it has to be less than something that's memsa. That's the psak and the chaber. So Shlomo Zalman said that he thinks that a milk bag qualifies as a mustaki, and he claimed, and many claim, that even the Chazon Ish, Mamei Vin Yavin, who tended to be machmir on closed kalim, even the Chazon Ish will be mekel. In Israel, it's pretty common. Actually, this morning, the place where I filled up my cereal, there was a kitchen worker who was standing by a large vat, and he held a milk bag, and he took a knife, and he was slashing the bottom of the milk bag. The milk fell into the vat. He kept on filling it up. There were so many people waiting online, filling up. That's how he used it. So that, we already know is mutter, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman. That's mutter to do. In our house, my children saw my wife and I a couple times on Shabbos opening up milk bags, and that's what we did. We opened it, we emptied the contents into the pitcher. That, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, is mutter. By the, as you'll see in a moment, you can't stop now. According to Reb Shlomo Zalman, it's probably mutter to do more. But the chol apakel is that for sure is mutter. Now is the next question. What about opening, cutting a hole into the milk bag the way that's conventionally used here? So that's a little bit, well, that's quite a bit more complicated, because then in such a case, we need to deal with a few shilas that we need to deal with. First of all, we need to deal with the shila of korea. It's such a cut over on the iser of korea or not, number one. And number two, the other is shayla that we have to get involved with, and this was shayach to today's introduction, is Asiyas HaPesach. So let's start with the Asiyas HaPesach part, because that's more relevant to what emerged from the Magen Avraham himself. So in regards to Asiyas HaPesach, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa quotes Rosh Shlomo Zalman as suggesting the following idea. And it makes a lot of sense when you first hear it. The only thing is, we need to be down on it a little bit more together. I leave off with a small question. I think I understand it almost out of self, but not entirely. I regret that I this morning, as I was looking this over, I didn't ask Rav Nevin Sal this. I'll try to ask him on Sunday. Rav Shlomo Zalman says the way to cut it is to open up a tiny hole. He says the best thing, he thinks it's mutter to open up a hole on Shabbos. Shmir Shabbos Kilchos says Tes Yud Aleph. It's mutter to open up on Shabbos, but make sure the hole that you open up is a small hole. What's the Svara? He says like this. He says, if it's Asui Lahotzi, then we could be more Mekel. To open up a Pesach Yofel, Lahachnes Lahotzi, he says one should try to be careful. So Shlomo Zalman seems to have suggested, of course, to try to do it before Shabbos, but for whatever reason wasn't done, is that the hole should be smaller than usual. Because if the hole is not smaller than usual, if it's a hole that's also l'hachnis l'hotzi, so then you're playing with a d'oraisa. Now, I do concede the following problem. I do concede that l'chura, there still is an iser midrabanan to make any hole. L'chura, there's an iser midrabanan to make any hole. But it could be that where Shlomo Zalman, and this is the tzarchion that I have, is everybody with me? You follow? Am I clear? Let me start again. Let me start from the diyun. Opening up the bag, Rosh Shlomo Zalman suggests, make the hole small, and since you make the hole small, so then in such a case, you're going to have only a hole that's also lahotzi, not lahachnis. And what did we see? Let's take the Aruch HaShulchan, for example. When it comes to a kli, the Yisur D'oraisa is only if it's lahotzi or lahachnis. When it comes to boneh, so then you're going to have a kolshu. We also saw the Shaar Tzion that said it. The Shaar Tzion said that the Isser, when it comes to a Kli, is only if it's Lahotzi or Lahachnis. But Boneh might be even Lahotzi or Lahachnis. But we're talking now about Makav Patish. Why are we talking about Makav Patish? Because we're talking about a Mustaki. So there's no Inyan now of Binyan and stira bekelim. So vis-a-vis the Yisra Asiyas HaPesach, that's why now we understand what Rav Shlomo Zalman suggested, that only be a hole that's the hotzi, not large enough that should be lachnis. So hence it will take a little bit longer to get one's cereal done on Shabbos morning. So it should be, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman's Eitzah, it should be a smaller hole. What am I bothered by? I'm bothered, at the end of the day, what I need to ask Rav Nevensal is, at the end of the day, why is it that it's not still asur midrabanan to make a hole lehotzil hachnas? In other words, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Magen Avram and the Rambam, they were all talking about the Isser Doraisa, black on white. Let's look in our Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah said that even though the Isser Doraisa is only lehotzil hachnas, and we said that specifically in regards to a kli, the Mishnah Berurah said it's still asur midrabanan, based on Gemaras, that's still asur midrabanan to have a hole that's either lehotzi or lehachnis. So if that's so, then why it should still be asur? It should be asur midrabanan. So probably, gzeira atu pesach yafa. The gzeira atu pesach yafa. So I give you a reference to solve this problem, where I think along the lines of problem. Taisus and Beitz on Daf Lamed Gimel on the base. Dibur Hamaskel b'Mustaki. So it seems that Taisus over there says that by Mustaki we don't have the chash that you're going to come to make a Pesach Yafa. I'm not sure if the Taisus solves the problem. Simply put, what Rav Shlomo Zalman is doing is he's saying, I think that it could be that this is not a kli at all. That's what he's probably saying. And if the chash, that the long shach, that this is really a kli, so then do it lahotzi and not lahachnis, and that should be enough. That's probably behind Rav Shlomo Zalman's svara here in terms of the Pesach. So again, let's summarize what we have up until now. It's clear that there is an Isser by Elul lahachnis lahotzi. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, the rationale for that Isser is that when it comes to making advancing a kli, something that's already a kli, so then the Yisr is the Hachnis of the Hotzi. Also, we pointed out that the Shaar Tzion, even though he's not going with the Mahalcha of the Aruch HaShulchan, says for a kli, the Yisr Daraisa is only the Hachnis of the Hotzi. The Magen Avram differentiated between whether it was Mechubel Lekarka or it wasn't Mechubel Lekarka. So, you're allowed to smash open a milk bag, that's for sure. The question becomes, what about the Hachnis of the Hotzi? So, goes like this. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, try that you should do it only lahotzi, presumably because anyhow it's not even a kli altogether, so mikra dedina it's mutter. But if for the long shot that it's considered a kli, so then in such a case have a hole that only goes in one direction. I pointed out to you that what could also be is that Tosfos and Beitza has a discussion of whether we even have a chash that you're going to make a nekev yafa on a mustiki altogether. In other words, is a person really, really making, is going to try to make a nekev yafa on a mustaki? Is he really going to, in other words, his milk bag, is it so important to him to make a Pesach yafa? Could be that halachically it's not even considered a Pesach yafa at all, and that gets involved with the Taisus. Yes, Rasim?
Just to understand what lahachness would be in this case.
Oh, excellent question. You're asking a very quick question. Sefer Ma'orei HaShabbos says that he doesn't understand Rav Shlomo Zalman's psak, because at the end of the day, what's going to be the lahachnis? In other words, take a beautifully cut, by the way, this takes, I'm up to my Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, our seventh year in Eretz Yisrael, I still haven't mastered opening up a milk bag. So what do we have at home? My wife bought me a great present, new thing, a new patent, is that you have the, whoever thought of it is brilliant. Some things are so obvious, but it takes hundreds and hundreds of years for people to think of. Pardon my getting off on a tangent. Could you imagine how silly we were? I still remember schlepping suitcases on the floor. 30 years ago, no one thought of putting wheels on a suitcase. Isn't that mind-boggling? And how man's progress works. Anyhow, so after my seven years here in Eretz Yisrael, I still haven't managed to open it. But even if people have managed to open it, but that's not lahachnis ulahot. That's probably not lahachnis ulahot. And Rasimi adds, even if you open it well, no one puts things in a milk bag. No one puts things back in a milk bag. So even if it's a perfect hole, which It could very well be that for another type of kli, it would be lahachnis lahotzi. If it was a plastic bottle, it would be lahachnis lahotzi. Rav Simi's taina is, it's still not lahachnis lahotzi, because at the end of the day, you pour out the milk and you throw it out. That's a taina that some asked Rav Shlomo Zalman. And I think the answer that Rav Shlomo Zalman would say is, that could be the din of Pesach is the tzuras ha-Pesach. The tzuras ha-Pesach is lahachnis lahotzi. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman probably assumed.
They're saying, therefore, you shouldn't have to make it so small, therefore, the
exactly. No. I understood that their taina is that you shouldn't have to be machmer, that should be small. Cereal shouldn't take any longer on Shabbos morning.
But if you have a kli that's just lahotzi, you wouldn't just say that's part of the hagdara of that kli? Instead of saying, therefore, it's not a kli because there's no lahotzi, so you just say, therefore, only one requirement, just lahotzi. And therefore, if you just do lahotzi, you see a problem.
No, I don't think so. No, because that gets back to the lumdus of the way we were learning up the sugya. That the word is, that makir b'patish is, that you made a Pesach. It's not the pshat that you made a kli. Last week the Chazon Ish was worried that every time you make a hole, you're making a kli. That's not what we're worried about. But rather, the chshash is, the chalos shem Pesach. The Magen Avraham said it his way, and the Aruch HaShulchan said it his way. That's the yisur. The hagdara is the chalos shem Pesach. It's actually very gishmak when the lumdus and the halacha lemaisa is really based on the... It's all connected. Okay. Rav Moshe Feinstein, let's get to Korea. Let's start. Since we're doing our Messiah here in Eretz Yisrael, so let me give you the bottom line for Rav Shlomo Zalman. What about the fact that you're doing Korea? You're tearing. What about the fact that you're tearing? So, if you're tearing and you're just getting at the food, right? So we all know that the Magen Avraham quotes a Tosefta in our Simen. In Shin Yudalid, everybody has to know, of course, this Tosefta. In Shin Yudalid, where is this in the Magen Avraham? Towards the end of our Simen. In Shin Yudalid, in the Shulchan Aruch HaBihir, it's page Tach Tzadi. In the Sifkatan Yudalid. I'm sorry, Danny, I played for the other team. Okay. So on the bottom of Yudalid, you have B'Tosefta Perek Tes. Again, Shin Yudalid, Sifkat and Yudalid, B'Tosefta Perek Tes. Keire Odom Esa'or Al-Pi'ichav Shal Yayim Shal Moriyas U'Bavash Lo Yiskan Lassi Zinuki V'Ein Poskun V'Pasin Stumos. So Halachi, the Tosefta says this is the most important Tosefta in all of food preparation in Hilchos Shabbos. And that is that you're allowed to tear the tzarech food. That's always, as a kid, we were always taught that you're allowed to tear for a tzarech of food. So if you need to get the food, so then you're allowed to tear. But here's the problem. This tosefta is not, l'chura is not enough over here when we're talking about the milk bag. Because you're not tearing and then just accessing the food. You're tearing, and then the tear has a real toelas. Not just to get at something, if you will. Like it's not a melacha shein etzricha l'gufa that you're just mashal ma dava dama. Here, the tearing is actually creating something that's really, really, that's really positive. So the question is whether that's an Isser of Korea. So Shlomo Zalman says, no problem. Shlomo Zalman says, we already saw, again, this is all quoted in the same Shmir Shabbos, we already saw in Shin Yudalit Ches, that was last week, in Shin Yudalit Ches, we saw that a wicker basket, you're allowed to rip it open on Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman says that this is also Chosolos, that this is also going to fall into the category of chosalos, and therefore there's no isser of korea. If the kriya is like a kriya of chosalos, so then that's not going to be called an isser, and the Shlomo Zalman quotes a lot of other tnoim in the isser of kriya that we're not going to discuss now, because maybe we'll leave it for a separate time. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a very interesting heta you should know about. In Kuf Chav Beis, Rav Moshe has a fascinating heter. I was always fascinated by Rav Moshe's heter. Rav Moshe is talking about opening sugar packets on Shabbos, and the question is, what about the Isser Korea of opening the sugar packet? You open the sugar packet nice and neat. It's not that. It's not. Maybe there's a difference of whether it's like you're ripping open the top of the vat versus making a nice hole, a nice toelastic hole in the sugar packet. What's the reason? Is it mutter? Ramesha says it. He thinks Mikra Dedina is mutter. What's the reason it's mutter? So Ramesha has a fascinating chiddush. This is a classic piece of Ramesha, where Ramesha has a tremendous amount of lumdus combined with applying it halacha l'maisa. There's a famous kasha. Yes. Sure, absolutely.
You just keep a mention that this way will be a good
right.
How does that relate to Korea?
No, so Korea is that is the Kriya itself is, there's something positive that's coming out of the Kriya. Right. As opposed to, if you will, you're just trying to get rid of the case of the Tosefta, is that you have this R that's sitting on top of the barrel. So according to the Tosefta, let's say, what's a classic case? You have a utensil, and on the top there's plastic, so you're allowed to, right, let's say, for a kiddush, they put plastic on top of the utensil, so, and it's hard to take off the plastic. It comes from a company made it. The plastic is airtight, so then everybody agrees you're allowed to cut it, because there you're just removing that. That's the case of the Aral Chavis. But now we're talking about something else. Now we're talking about making a hole where you're going to end up using that hole, not just to remove the R, but you're going to use that hole. That's why I emphasize the toels. So when it comes to a sugar packet, Rav Moshe has the following shtickle Torah. Rav Moshe asks, that this is a well-known kasha, that the halacha is that poseach beis hatzavar, Rav Moshe says, the Gemara already taught us on daf memches and Shabbos that the iser is makeh bepatish. It's not korea. Yet, someone who's korea bechamaso, this is a well-known question in the Rishonim, Korea bechamaso, the halacha is that there you're considered chayiv on kriya. As for Moshe, it's the same term. You have the exact same beged. Korea bechamaso, the halacha is that you're what? Chayiv. Why? Because of Korea. Haposeach beis hatzavar, we all know the case, poseach beis hatzavar, they would have a shirt and the neck hole was sewn. So if you open it up on Shabbos, so that's an Issur D'oraisa Makeh Patish, but not Korea. All asked, what's the difference between the two? Says Rav Moshe the following chiddush. He says, and you guys are going to fight me a little bit on this. You're entitled, you have all the right. But listen to Rav Moshe's Yesod. Look it up also. It's a very fascinating idea. And it's absolutely fascinating Yesod in terms of the difference between Korea and Soser. Says Rav Moshe, in order to be over the Isser of Korea, Korea is not simply enough that you did an act of tearing that there was a positive result. He says the tikkun has to be obvious in the result. In other words, let's take the case of Korea Beis HaSavar. I look at two shirts. You're wearing two shirts. One of your shirts was sewn entirely. Somebody bought it in a thrifty store. So in those days, what they would do is they would sew a shirt. This is why they had it closed. And then the mocher, what he would do is he wouldn't make different sizes. The person would come in, and then he would open up the shirt based on the size of their necks. That's haposeach beis hatzavar. So there, the kriya in Rav Moshe's lashon, the kriya wasn't a tikkun in the chefza. There wasn't anything positive in the chefetz that comes out. He claims that when it comes to HaKorea al-Meso, let's take the case of HaKorea al-Meso. So there, the Kriya, it's the simplest case. We spoke about this last year on Thursday night shiur, or 2 years ago. Korea b'Meso, so there's a tikkun for the Avel in wearing a beged karua, right? Or even b'chamas or Moshe claims that there's a tikkun right now in the Meso. Korea beis hatzavar, it's not a melacha shein etzricha legufa in the sense that there's something that's really, really positive that's coming out, but Korea needs a tikkun. Korea needs a tikkun in the object. It has to be obvious in the object itself. So I want to point out to you that according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, you have a fascinating chiluk between Korea and Soiser. Soiser is always aser whether the result is obvious in the object or not. The totsa, the food that came out. Why? Because as long as it's a maisa malach of soser, it's aser, Moshe claims. But Korea, you need to have an obvious tikkun that emerges from it. In Kenim Advarim, Moshe says like this, when it comes to a sugar packet, so there's no tikkun that's obvious in the sugar. Once you pour out the sugar, it's not obvious that you needed the maisa kriya to happen. It's a massive chidush. for kriya to be asur, Ramesha claims, you need to have the result, the desired result, needs to be seen as connected to kriya. Sugar, accessing sugar, you don't need the ma'aseh kriya at all. Fascinating mahalach. And Ramesha has rights, and it does answer paseach beis hatzaver. That's why paseach beis hatzaver is only chayv al tzmakeh bepatish, na chayv as korea. So first of all, I just want to point out that according to Ramesha, there's nothing to worry about over here. For the Isser Korea, why? Because when you pour out the milk, the act of Kriya is not obvious over here. Your whole point is to be able to get the milk out. For sure, if you pour it out right away. Unless you're going to be done about, at the end of the day, the bag itself, where the bag itself, there the Kriya is obvious. There you needed the Kriya to take place. So if that's so, if we're talking about using the bag again, so then according to Rav Shlomo, you need the Heter Rav Shlomo Zalman to say that it falls into the category of Chosalos. One last Maramakom, which actually brings things full circle to 2 hours ago in Rav Miller's beautiful Chabura. Rav Avadya Yosef has a fascinating Chiddush that you all have to know. It's not Rav Avadya's Chiddush. It's a Chiddush that you're going to see is very important la'alacha, and it's absolutely fascinating. It comes back to an important sheet that Rav Miller had discussed earlier today. In Chelek Beis, Simen Mem Beis, in Yichavidas, Rav Chacham Avadya claims that almost every shayla of Matke B'Patish that you have, opening bottle caps, opening cans, if the shayla is Matke B'Patish, he says, then you have to ask whether the person wanted that Matke B'Patish. Says Rav Avadya, take the bottle cap. Did the person really, really want to make a bottle cap? Does he really, really want to make the bottle cap? Take the milk bag. Rav Avadya doesn't spell this out, but I saw that the beautiful Sefer Yisodei Halacha is medayik in the index of Rav Avadya, and from his son, the Rav Avadya intended to connect this to the milk bag. But Rav Avadya's son, I think, says it black and white. Look up the Sefer Yisodei Halacha. He says, at the end of the day, you're not interested in making the bottle cap. And he claims, here's the punchline, fascinating punchline, in order to be over on Makke B'Patish, it's not enough for it to be a psik ratio. The Magen Mishnah writes, it's quoted lahalacha by the Magen Avram in Simin Shin Yud Ches Sif Katan Lamed Vav, Shin Yud Ches Lamed Vav, of all places. So there, the Magen Avram quotes the Magen Mishnah, who's of the opinion that in order to be over Makke B'Patish, what you need is, you need to have that desired result. And Psik Reshe doesn't make you chayv. So this is the operative heter for Chacham Avadya and money the case. He argues many of the case, it's not Makke B'Patish, it's not Bona, it's not, you know, Binyan B'Kalim, da-da-da-da-da. But even when you get stuck, that it's mamish of Psik Reshe, and it's mamish for sure going to be usur, but at the end of the day, you have to ask whether the person is mechaving to such a thing. So again, over here, is the person really, really, in this, is he being mechaving for a Pesach Yafeh? Again, if he throws it out, it's very, very hard to imagine that he's being mechaving to a Pesach Yafeh. So the Chura, Chacham Avadya's Heter, would apply as well for the milk bags. Why am I so excited considering the whole limud in the Beis Medrash? Because I want to point out to you that this Magen Mishnah is the way the Shaar HaTzion understood Rav Miller's Sefer HaBatim, which he connected to Rav Chaim. If you take a look at the Shaar HaTzion in Shin Chof Ches, I know I'm off tangent. Anybody who's listening now, the recording has to try to find Rav Miller's Shir. It's worth it on this. But let me just, for those of you who are here, at the end of the day, that's why we're learning, right? Is in the Shaar HaTzion, Shin Chof Ches if Katan Samachay. So there, he quotes the Sefer HaBatim. Shekol she'ein miskavein lasos peh, ein al zeh she'em alocha klau. That was talking about the Mappas Mursa case, right? And we didn't know exactly why in Mappas Mursa you're going to be, what's the difference between Mappas Mursa of the Hedyot and Mappas Mursa of the Rofe. Uke'ein v'lo shayach lom al zeh psik reisha. Shin Yud Chesiv Katan Lam Mevav B'Shem HaMagen Mishnah. So it turns out that actually this Sefer HaBatim in regards to the Mappis Mursa case, according to the Shaar Tzion at least, is based on the idea that you need to be mechaven on Makkah B'Patish. Now obviously the Mishnah Berurah didn't seem to emphasize that by us, in Shin Yud Dalet. So I don't know if he's going to be as Mekel as Rav Avadya. I doubt that he would be as Mekel as Chacham Avadya Shlita suggests. But at the end of the day, this Magid Mishnah finds its way in, and I always describe this as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you a tap on the back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a tap on the back that we're doing okay, that it helps Mazbir, that fascinating Sefer HaBatim that Magid Mishnah himself quotes in another place, that's a special halacha Mappas Mursa. That's a special halacha Mappas Mursa. You need to be mechavin for that result. So the Rofe is mechavin lahachnis lahotzi. But when it comes to the Hedyot wasn't mechavin for that. And for Makkah B'Patish, you need such a kavana. I know this might throw a wrinkle in the other analysis of how it relates to Reb Chaim, but it's kedai to look at this Shaar Tzion. So bottom line is that we have three possible heterim. Number one, that's not lahachnis lahotzi, as long as you don't do lahachnis lahotzi. And two, Rav Chacham Avadya's. And then I mentioned, in terms of Korea, you also have Rav Moshe's heter that you need a tikkun that's obvious in the chayfet. So if you open it, and even you don't do what the kitchen worker was doing this morning. You mamish pour all the contents out. By making the hole, then according to Ramesha as well, it will be mutter. Yes, Ravari?
The melacha of
Korea,
I would ask this for Shikya. So there is the Kriya itself.
Right, so Ramesha goes through, he spends two paragraphs proving that the Korea Almanas Litvar is considered is a tikkun in the object that was obvious. That's where Ramesha goes on to Ayin Shah. Ramesha argues a very, very strongly. So, Yeshua. Mitzvah Hashem. What we'll start with next week is where I'd like to go in the order of the Shulchan Aruch. Oh, I want to do something today that I didn't get to. Okay, but it's late already. Remind me. We'll start with the Psik Reisha Delo Nichale. Also connects to what Rav Miller had spoken about. But next week we're not going to be able to. Next week we're going to be davening. So. In two weeks from now, we'll pick up with the Psik Reisha Nichale, and then what I see is that there are certain Se'ifim that are really not very relevant, Lamaisa and so on. So we'll go Kesedra Shulchan Aruch, but we'll end up skipping some Se'ifim. The Se'ifim that are not relevant, we're not too much La'alacha, we're not going to go into. So the next Se'if we're going to go into is actually Mimareach. But we're going Kesedra Shulchan Aruch. The primary place that the Shulchan Aruch discusses the Isser Mimareach happens to be in Shin Yud Dalet. There was something that was very, very interesting that you mentioned to me. That was really, really, very, very fascinating. I was very bothered that why it is that Matana told me why it is that the Mishnayos and the Halacha in Shabbos is so disorganized. So Matan mentioned that there's a Pachad Yitzchak that says that as much as the Torah Sheba'al Peh was going to be written down and Mesudar, Dr. Yehuda HaNasi wanted that it shouldn't be too organized. I wasn't familiar with this Pachad Yitzchak. It's a fascinating Yishur Kach. So it happens to be in Mila Shin Yud Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph, all of a sudden, Minyan Boneh, the most important Sif in all of Shulchan Aruch and Mimareach is there.
That's
who?